This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes. Good morning, it is Friday. It's the weekend, baby. Feels like an achievement after a five-day week. So I gave Sia the day off this morning, but he decided he'd come into work anyway. How's that?
What do you want? A raise?
Well, I don't know, because normally if someone gives me a day off, I'm out of here. You don't see me.
It's not the same.
Anyway, so look, I said to him yesterday, because we were at this this expo, My Future 4.0, which is, it's like a career expo for what the next decade of jobs might look like. You know, it's interesting that there's a lot of robotics there and artificial intelligence and 3D printing and all the stuff that you'd expect to see technologically. And we've got a little stand there. So if you're in the area, if you're in education and you happen to be around, pop by and say hi.
At the Dome.
That's correct. The Dome in Northgate, which is so far from everything. It's like the airport on the East Rand. It is so far.
The Dome is like central for many people. The Olivedale Opera House. It's right there.
The who?
The Olivedale Opera House. For the West Rand, it's like it's Sandton.
I was trying to look up the entrance 5 for Cresta.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oof.
So I Google mapped entrance 5. It said entrance 5 near Cresta. Oh. So I thought, well, that's good enough. And I just drove. And I blocked my mind out and I didn't think and I just drove.
Bad
idea. It was
idea.
Entrance 5 at the Dome.
When did you realize that?
When I saw the Dome.
Okay, listen, the West Rand is a particularly special place. There are some fun people on the West Rand.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, obviously the Krugerstorp killers we spoke about.
Yeah.
I saw a dude, white guy in shorts with a pair of slops on and a t-shirt with some metal band on the front. And Oakley sunglasses,
And standard
spiky hair, talking to a chick in a cowboy hat with jorts,
denim
shorts.
Oh no.
Jeans.
Yes,
and like a some kind of loose fitting top, and I just looked at these two. I was like, oh, for the fucking West Rand.
Yeah, look, my
the West Rand is something else.
My best friend and business partner lives in Discovery, which is on the West Rand.
Lives in Discovery? What kind of a suburb is that?
They bought it. The medical insurance company, they bought it.
Yeah.
Because they thought,
they want to diversify their portfolio.
She's in the South African Pool League. She represents South Africa.
Right. Yeah, well, they do that a lot on the West Rand as well.
They do that a lot. That's where everyone lives.
How many stones are there on the West Rand? They're like 5.
Stones. Oh, like the pool
they
bar.
Play boom. Yeah. Oh, what are you talking about?
No, listen.
Don't pretend. Don't be ignorant with me. You've been to stones.
No, you know why? I was thinking of stones when – I was thinking of bricks when you said stones.
Oh.
Because she explained how her buddies on the team, girls, were saying to her when she first got to the area, listen, we know how you can be protected. All you've got to do is make sure you've got bricks in your bag.
Oh.
And if any chick tunes you just hit her with your bag.
See? That is very West Rand.
Bricks.
And that story came out easy.
Bricks.
Bricks in your bag.
Have a brick in your bag. You know, we used to have Amanda tell us stories of the East Rand and how rough they were. The East Rand people are actually quite fun.
Can you imagine this? Like, oh, Shirley, can I borrow your lip gloss? Yeah, it's just next to my buddy.
No, wait. How do you start packing your bag when you're at home? What am I taking?
Always
my phone,
brick first,
my lipstick. Oh, and the brick.
And also, you put your sunglasses in there, they're going to get scratched to shit by the brick. West Rand chicks don't care.
No,
they don't give a fuck. But the West, they are rough.
They need to look after themselves.
Yes,
you know,
they're fucking scary. I'll tell you what. If your girlfriend lives on the West Rand,
mine's from the West Rand. Or mine. Daniela came from the Rand.
You better check her bag when you
get
home.
I'm gonna check her bag.
Just for your own. This is a safety issue.
I don't think she's rude. Got a brick.
It's rude for a man to check a girl's bag, but on the West Rand, it's compulsory. You want to make it out of the night alive.
But also, I mean, if someone has a brick in their bag, they're going to attack you without warning, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, I was just saying to Ben a little bit earlier, in the South, you know, at least we warned people.
No.
Because we would say to someone, yeah, hold my watch. Yeah. And then you knew that there was going to be a roar.
It's time to roar.
But also on the South Rand, it's a matter of like pride. You know, like fighting is...
It's always about protecting your boots.
Yeah, and they're different gangs, and they're like different groups. And like in the South, it's kind of the culture. Mm. On the West Rand, it's just a way of life. Mm. It's you won't get back from the shops in the West Rand if you don't have a brick in your bag. And you have to attack first.
Spectacles, testicles, watch, wallet, and brick.
That's right.
That's what they say.
On the East Rand, they just drink. And there are a few gangsters, obviously, on the East Rand. But they're serious gangsters. They're like, you know, no one fucks at them.
You don't
There's a lot of gambling and, like, horse betting.
West Rand.
Tabs.
Oh, yeah, and greyhound racing. And,
but also, like, the West Rand's an odd place. Like, you'll meet someone there who's got, like, SA colors for falconry. And, like, it's just, like, it's just so different. Mm. I remember, because obviously I grew up in Cape Town, so coming up here, it was always like finding a different city when I was driving around here.
Well, that's the point. And people think Joburg is one place and everybody from Joburg is the same. And really, you know, like someone from Four Ways has nothing in common. Nothing in common with someone from the far West Rand or from the South. Mm. I mean, Albertan.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. They all know each other, hey? They all know. Yeah, everyone in Albertan knows each other.
Of course.
Oh, you're Raheem, eh? You're a good mate of mine. I bought a car from him the other day.
Yeah,
and it was fucking broken. I took it back. And I moved him at the same time as I got my money back.
What a tappet.
We'll deal everything in cash.
Mm.
All in cash.
Bricks, eh? Bricks.
Fucking brick in a bag. That's the West Rand for you.
I know why I thought of bricks when you said stones.
Yeah. So that's the starter pack. Bricks, Oakley glasses, spiky hair.
Or maybe Stones was a franchise that started in the West Rand and they didn't want to call it Bricks. No, make it classier than that. Okay, Stones.
Yeah. That's where they got the inspiration from.
Wow. so, you know, if you're ever in the West Rand driving, just take a look at what you got to see on the sides of the road. What's that road called that goes past the dome? Northumberland Avenue.
Yes. On Deckers is the main
one. That's how hardcore.
I mean, look.
Casper de Vries also live on the West
Rand. He's from there, yeah.
Yeah.
But the West Rand's also... But it's also quite fancy, here, because if you take the right road, then you end up in the cradle of humankind.
Which is beautiful.
And then there's like that Featherbrook estate where lots of rich people live.
And, and the old Gary Player one, what's called Athol something or another.
Blair Athol. That's more Lanseria.
But that's West Rand.
And if you take the other road, you
try to tell people to live there as West. Yeah.
No. Look, no one wants to admit they're from the West Rand. I mean, there's a place called Radiokop. They'll tell you they're not from the West Rand. They are, man.
Oh, what do they classify as?
West Rand, of course they are.
That's such a West Rand sounding
place. Can I proudly show you something in my purse?
What, have you got a West Rand membership card?
Do you have a brick?
This is my spa card.
Uh-oh.
You got a spa card?
What's that from?
Did I read correctly?
Radiokop, but also there's another word on there that's quite funny. Look what they gave me.
It's a pension. How did you get a pension, a loyalty card?
I must have looked so crap that day.
Leanne.
And you use this, it's been used. I could see
it every time.
And do you have to go back to the Radiokop spa?
No, it's actually my Melville spa. And I don't know why they gave me Radiokop.
Do you dress up old when you use this card? No. Or do you have no shame at all?
I just go in.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I get two bottles of wine, two packs of smokes with my pensioner card.
I actually want to cry for you.
And then what? Do you get like a discount or do they just give you a knowing look?
I did it for like a year and then...
That's amazing.
Out of interest, I said to them, how much is on my card in rewards? No, you have to go to the manager's office to find out. So I thought,
here we go. Sexual assault.
Here we go. This is it. So after a year of shopping almost every second day at Spa, I got, I think, 60 Rand, which is a box of cigarettes.
So basically, you're not a smart shopper.
Mm. No.
It's
like a dim shopper card.
Shame, man.
Yeah.
It's just unreal.
No one cared to clarify your age.
No.
You don't feel the need to tell them.
Maybe it's the only cards they had. That's what I'm going
to
think.
But yeah, going back to your 60 Rand after like 6 years, in the front of the card it says, every bit helps.
You see? It does.
Okay, I'll put the card on the Instagram page. This is funny.
Okay, thanks.
You're Radio a pensioner. Cop.
So great. That is so great.
There's so much wrong with it there.
That's almost as good as carrying a brick in your bag, that.
almost as good.
You can open tabs in the West Rand at bars there with this card.
Yeah.
All right. So what's on everybody's mind? What are you doing this weekend? I mean, it's Friday. You've deserved this weekend because you actually worked 5 days.
Jeez, now I feel like going to a Stones and playing pool. Yeah.
Listen, I got so bar.
Good time.
You know how much how happy I am when I can go through a list of things and get them all done right?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like heaven to me.
Mm.
And this week I did lists every day, got them all done. I feel so productive.
Oh, I'm envious.
So fucking full of myself right now. You need a bulldozer to get my ego out of the way. Seriously. I'm walking
That's
around.
That's good.
I'm walking around like I own the place. I'm so full of my.
Well, you kind of do.
Well, yeah. If you're walking in this building,
I'm about 5% off of Donald Trump-sized ego after achieving all the things I wanted to achieve this week.
That's brilliant. Fantastic. What was your most memorable or favorite?
No, don't ask me that because once I tick them off, I forget they ever existed.
Ah.
Oh.
No, once I get something off a list, it's a relief. It's something I don't worry about. Mm. It's like when I get to the end of my day in my diary, I go onto my diary on my phone, and I see there's nothing else I have to do. Oh, it's the best.
Hooray. Yeah.
You got all your meetings and appointments out of the way. You've done all your like chores that you have to for the house. And by the way, I'm just so into online shopping. I don't think I need to ever go to the shops again. Maybe for clothes because you want to see this stuff.
The only problem is choosing a postal address and sorry a delivery address. Mm. So for instance, I
get them to bring it here.
Yeah,
this is a good.
That's
place
probably
to bring
the best. I send them to my dad's office because there's always someone there.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the best thing though. I mean, like you could buy anything. You can buy your groceries online. You can order birthday presents and
clothes.
And
shoes.
My sister ordered one of those Marshall speaker things the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like the portable ones.
You know, that you can plug your phone into or, you know, an instrument or whatever. And this thing, it arrived 2 days later. I don't know which site she used or, but I think
so
like,
many now.
Like shoes. I mean, there's this dude, I started following this guy on Instagram and he sells sneakers. So I'm never going to go to the shops. He can find me whatever sneakers. He'll do the sourcing. He will go online or go to these shops or maybe he knows the supply. I don't know. And they're all real. They're not Hong Kong. And then he gives me good prices, sends me like pictures and videos of the different shoes. And then I choose like I'll have that pair, but no, I don't want that one. I want those ones in
and will,
white.
And will they always be the right size and will they always fit?
No,
it's like having a personal shopper.
I somehow think it's easier for guys.
Well, shoes, yeah, because I know my size shoe. It's a 10, so anything that's a 10 will fit me.
Mm, with women, it's...
You guys have those things that pinch your toes.
I've got shoes that are sized between 3 and 5.
And you don't know until you've tried them on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shit.
Mm. Yeah, but that's half the fun for the women's, is Gareth.
Yeah, that's
try things
like
on, take them back.
They do love to shop.
For the who, Ben? The women's is.
The women's is.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben and I have got this stupid game that we play where we send each other pictures of Camilla Parker Bowles eating or drinking.
Well, it's a pastime for me.
But there's so many. No, it's a fun thing. You love it. Like, he sent me this one at fucking midnight last night or whatever. Ben loves Camilla.
May I ask why, firstly?
Well, because she's funny, right?
I just have a strange obsession with finding strange photos and putting captions to them.
Here she is drinking some wine.
Oh,
and
she,
she's always... Well, it's foamy wine, but it's meant to be wine. And then,
that's because she poured in the glass so quick, she's just so thirsty for booze.
And then she's eating a chip.
Well, the chip pick is very much like the Mona Lisa, really.
It's the best.
It's just so iconic.
And then there's, you know, sometimes it's Dame Judi Dench.
Oh, saucy old minx.
Mm. Absolutely.
Ew.
But usually, I mean...
Watch your mouth, dear.
Normally it's Camilla with some kind of food stuff in her mouth or about to put something in her mouth. You cannot believe how many pictures there are on the internet of Camilla Parker Bowles eating.
Look, I can say I've done a lot of things.
Camilla,
not Google that.
Camilla eating, you get a... There's a smorgasbord. She's eating cheese, chips, she's drinking wine, beer, she's got hamburgers, she's got toasted sandwiches, anything you... Camilla, if you run a shop and you have a menu, you could put a picture of Camilla eating everything on your menu and you'd find one. Ravioli.
She appeared on MasterChef Australia.
She did?
Yeah.
Maybe she's got a thing. I mean, she's...
Yeah, there's some really good ones. So she's having a fish and chips. She's actually having ice cream with Dame Judi Dench.
There we go.
She's clapping a Guinness. She's very fond of ice cream, is Camilla.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, that is what I definitely will not be doing this week.
See, but this is what the internet really is about. Like, if I was really rich and didn't have to work, I would have websites just for my own stupid indulgences. Camilla Eating would be a website.
Yeah. If you were a rich person, that's what, and you'd update it every day.
And I would actually stalk her with a long lens just to find her eating more.
For sure.
It's you'd be one of those people.
I know it sounds odd, but you got to find these things in life. That's what gets you through the day.
Shame. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have just moved out of London to try and get some privacy.
Up to Namibia.
For their
like
new family.
Brad and Angelina.
Cotswold Hills.
Oh, God. All right. Someone
just said, look at Camilla with this chip stack. How does that not make your day feel better?
It's a very peculiar thing.
And she always presents her food like she just found Simba.
I worry about you, Ben.
It
and
is.
That says a lot.
Too late for that.
Take a look. Take a look. It's really good. It's one of the fun things about being alive in 2019 is you can look up pictures on the internet of Camilla eating.
Here she is drinking out of a coconut. Like, you...
What this a woman, wonderful...
This woman's a treasure.
She really is.
Her hair's the same in every photo.
Everyone wants to know what it is about her that Charles likes. Maybe this is it. She's a wizard when it comes to pictures of her eating.
And just always going for chips. She's big
she
in
loves,
chips.
She likes it.
Big fan of chips.
Oh, I like a pub lunch, I do, with a few chips.
The gravy. English,
here's a chip.
Gravy.
Here's the chip, the potato chip. England's great contribution to international cuisine.
Imagine like a cooking show, Chips with Camilla.
Oh, it would be so good.
Camilla and Chips.
I've got the fryer going. Charles, would you mind peeling a potato from me? Oh, all right, don't worry. I drop it in the oil here and then it starts to fizz and bubble and pop. And then when it's nice and crispy, I pull it out with this net here. And then I pop them onto a plate. And I drizzle some spirit vinegar on, usually just from the bottle, but don't tell Charles.
Oh, Camilla, don't do it.
Shut up, Charles. And then what I do is I sprinkle on rather a lot of salt. And sometimes you have a dollop of tomato sauce on the side and pop it in there for a little bit too. It's so fun.
She goes at ice creams like a Labrador in summer. It's amazing.
I love it. I can't wait for this woman to be queen.
Ben, and this you were doing at midnight last night.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
No, well, look, I mean, sometimes these things just find you.
People are now sending us pictures of her eating ice cream, and this time she made a mess. Like, she went at the ice cream
this
a
time.
Bit too.
She was like,
like a bulldog at a porridge bowl. Anyway, so, yeah, someone says that they've just found a ton of these and they love it. So send them to your friends. Anyway,
make their days.
There's an important question. You know how we try to solve people's life's problems here, and you can always send us a message, 0797482090. So somebody who wants to remain anonymous this morning says, Gareth, I need some serious advice.
Oh.
I'm presenting my marketing plan to the executive committee, and I'm positively shitting myself. It's a new job, and it's where I want to be, but I have a fucking incomprehensible fear of the spotlight. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, dear.
Well, let's start with Sia, who has no fear of the spotlight whatsoever. In fact, since he came out of his mother's womb, Sia has been happy to step right into that their spotlight.
Mm.
Pushing his sisters out of the way first, because they were the first people who were in the spotlight when he came out. And I mean of his mother, not came out. And then after that, his life has been a non-stop series of spotlights. He was on the Durban City Council.
And series of coming outs as well.
He was important at school. You were in all the plays and all the productions and the public speaking team. And he had no fear. You were Durban Junior Mayor, weren't
yes.
you? Yes. He has gone on to – he will walk out in front of a school. He'll walk out in front of a university. He'll walk out and judge the PRISM Awards.
When the doctor shines a torch into his throat to check his throat, he starts dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, walking out of the dome after our cocktail party that we had with all the other exhibitors, Sia started singing Whitney Houston.
I can explain. You gave me the cue. You dropped a little term that's in a Whitney Houston song.
You keep thinking you get cued. You basically, Gareth will say, okay, bye, Sia, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, I will always... Out of nowhere, well, that's you.
Well, is that how I sound to you, Ben?
You think that life, and this is charming. It's one of the reasons people like to be around you, because they get a free show.
Who said Shakespeare said all the world's a stage. That's it. Okay, but to help.
But he didn't say it to you though.
Ah. Well, maybe in some spiritual form that was Sia he was speaking directly to. Because what advice would you have for this person with a marketing plan? I mean, you're in charge of brand and marketing here. Go ahead, Sia. The floor is yours.
Well, quite practically, I'd say firstly, there's no shame in an adult diaper. If you are afraid of bowel movements.
That's unexpected advice, alright.
And then secondly, you do admit that this is something that you really want to do and you really want to be there. So when you stand up there, just focus on the money and focus on your future plans and not the current moment.
Wow.
Practical advice.
Very good. That's very helpful.
Just
also,
don't
everyone
tell
else.
Anyone you're buying the adult diapers for yourself.
Alright, Leanne, your turn will come.
Okay, sorry, sir.
Yes, pensioner Leanne.
Relax, Leanne, put your bag down.
But I had my hand raised.
All right, go ahead.
Pensioner Leanne.
Oh, gosh, now I've forgotten. Oh, yes.
That's don't what being that. A pensioner is.
Don't do that. Don't get up and go, oh, gosh, I've forgotten. No. Bad move.
You know, everyone else in the same room as you is probably just as petrified to stand up.
That's correct.
So that's my advice. Just remember that whatever you do or say up there is going to be fine because other people will admire you because they know how scared they are.
At first you were afraid. You were petrified.
I see. Here comes
the song. Hearing himself.
Ben to you.
Always believe what you're talking about. Because if you're talking shit, then you're going to do terribly. But if you have something you really want to talk about, well, then you've got to walk the walk. Get up there and say, look, because you're going to say something a lot more interesting than anyone else picking their nose just thinking.
That's absolutely
so
right.
So believe in that. Whether you are introducing somebody, whether you're talking quantum physics or whether you're talking about the fact that you really must buy a second beer in order to get a scratch card, whatever it is that you're doing, that's more important than what a lot of assholes are thinking. So just believe in what you're saying and take your time. That's another thing. Always take your time. Never rush.
What a good series of very practical advisory tips here. I'm going to give you some more practical advice. Take a shit before. Because nothing worse than...
If you can, yeah.
Yeah, like being uncomfortable in the bowel area. And second of all, have a hot drink before you start.
Hot
like
drink? Same,
yeah, because it just... It's good for the vocal cords. It calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, get up there with a hot drink and start your presentation.
Hot drink should not be three coffees,
and
though.
If you're a woman, look hot. If you're a man, who cares?
Just shave.
Shave.
Thanks, sir. I have to go through the effort.
Yes. Well, of course. Because if there are men in the audience, men are stupid. This is the thing no one acknowledges. They're all happy to say, oh, well, that sounds very sexist, Gareth, and blame me. Instead of realizing what I'm saying is actually insulting to men. Men are so easy to...
Completely, yeah.
You know, you could bowl them over by looking great, and they don't even listen to your content, and they think you're great. So what? So you've used an unorthodox way of getting ahead. I think that's tremendous. All right.
Goodness me.
What's going on there?
Threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm buying a new bed today, says somebody.
Well done.
I've been wanting to do it for a while now, and you've inspired me. I don't even care how expensive it is. Cannot sleep like the Neanderthal anymore. Yes, good for you. Good for you. This is what we were talking about the other day.
And winter, what a time to buy a bed.
Great time for a bed.
Spending a lot more time in it.
Oh, I got into my bed last night. It was the best. Just get in there and you feel that pillow that's not, it's like Goldilocks. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right. It's not too soft, it's not too hot, it's just right.
Mm.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm doing this weekend.
You're buying a bed?
No, climbing straight into bed.
Nice.
Oof.
Very good.
So ready for
it. All right, my best advice I ever got, practice in the mirror a few times before and record your presentation and listen to it back over and over and you'll become completely rehearsed.
Oh, that makes me nervous. I'd rather just do it off the cuff. First time around.
And another thing is, like, stop and smile, because if you talk while you're smiling, you sound like more authentic. Unless you've got one of those, like, sex faces where you nervous smile. That's, like, really odd.
Yeah, well, the same person then messages a little later on saying, also tits.
That's why I'm so well received.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, listen, that's an unfair advantage too, but look at you. You go ahead and you take full advantage of it, don't you?
No, to be honest, it's...
Oh, come on.
No, it makes one feel self-conscious.
I don't believe it.
Really?
I think when you introduce this pensioner Leanne Mole, that's maybe a bit more self-conscious.
Yeah. 14-year-old boys will need a few more tissues. Press Sunday news desk. So box some the headline today reads.
got some great big mama wrigglers.
Leanne.
Yeah.
We really did make your breasts the most famous in South Africa for a long time. Still are in some ways.
Listen, it all started when, at the age of 21, I joined Darren Scott's show.
Yes.
And he called me Tits. That was my name.
Well, but not on air, because they couldn't do that then.
No,
but that was, we took it to that level. We started calling you that on air.
But that's what the 90s was, though.
Ass is better than
I've been
tits.
Called tits and ass all my life.
Fantastic. Good for you. And look at you. You've embraced it. How could you not?
Well, not much of a choice, really.
It's there for everyone to see. All right. Five things you need to know. Do you want to get into it?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. First things first. Ooh, Shanghai. Not a great place to be right now. Building collapsed.
I know.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say cheap Chinese goods. Well, sometimes cheap Chinese construction. I mean, the place is just incredible because buildings go up in a couple of days. What would take 2 months in Johannesburg will take a week in Shanghai in terms of building and construction. And sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes the engineers are rushing because they're hugely... There are big fines that are in place if you don't do it in time, and people are pushing, and productivity is expected from everybody, extraordinary efficiency. But sometimes it's just downright dangerous. A collapse of a Shanghai commercial building that was undergoing renovation rose to 10 overnight. That's the death toll. After 3 more victims were added to the grim tally, the city government said on Friday. Half of the low-rise building collapsed around midday on Thursday, crushing construction workers under piles of toppled concrete pillars, shattered wooden beams. Authorities have said 25 people were found in the rubble, 10 of whom had succumbed to their injuries. The latest announcement of a city government social media account did not make clear whether the others were still missing, but added search and rescue was basically finished. So just, you know.
Sure.
Got to keep these things in mind. We, with progress, sometimes comes an acceleration that we're not entirely able to cope with. Dudu Zanizuma is back in court. The homicide trial continues. Remember that car accident where he killed that woman?
Mm-hmm.
So road crash reconstruction expert Konrad Lotter. Imagine that's your job. You reconstruct road crashes. It's like a CSI for the roads.
Quite cool, actually.
Told the Randburg Magistrates Court that Dudu Zanizuma's Porsche and the minibus taxi it collided with were traveling at the same speed, between 87 kilometers per hour and just a little more. Lotta testified in Zuma's culpable homicide trial, in which he has been charged with the death of a passenger in that taxi, Pumzile Dube. The expert told the court he was certain the speed was not the cause of the 2014 crash that claimed Dube's life. Oh, he was certain. Sorry, he was certain that that speed was the cause. So that's interesting. Apparently, in his opinion, Zuma's Porsche experienced aquaplaning, which led to the loss of steering control. He said this could happen even if a vehicle's not driving at excessive speed. So he must make up his mind, this dude. The court concluded evidence and cross-examination will hear closing arguments on 20 June. So it sounds to me like he's going to get off on the reasonable doubt thing here. It sounds like after this testimony, you can't say, well, it was definitely speed and he was being negligent. Maybe he aquaplaned, in which case it's not his fault, right?
Yeah.
So there it is. That's the latest from the Dudu Zanizuma trial. I think he was in court yesterday.
I think he's been this whole week.
Yeah. So if you want to see him, because there are a lot of chicks who think he's hot.
Including the DA supporters.
That's right. Going to visit him at the Randburg Magistrates Court. I mean, there's nothing else in Randburg worth seeing, so you may as well go and see Dudu Zanizuma.
You get to meet all the BLF fans as well.
That's right.
Along with
the Krugersdorp killers this week. You know, so, I mean,
what a place, actually. Really,
it's a fridge magnet worth getting.
That's a freak show. You go there, you can see all these people.
They're the South Johannesburg.
A Kraaifontein teacher. Where is Kraaifontein?
Oh, Bliksem.
I think it's in the Western Cape. Has described the chaos that comes with teaching a class of 80 learners. So Eyewitness News apparently spoke to an educator from Blukombo Secondary School. While more than 1,000 learners from four high schools in the area and some teachers and parents took to the streets. A section of Old Paul Road, yep, there we go, was blocked during the protest against overcrowding in the classroom. This teacher said, as soon as the school bell rings, children chaotically storm towards their classrooms because they have to fight for a seat. He said, while up to three learners cram themselves into a single desk, others have to sit on the floor. 30-year-old veteran said he was passionate about his occupation, even though the conditions are difficult. I'm not frustrated. It sometimes works on my personal health when you're struggling at home because every morning when I come to school, I like to come to school with an open heart and a smile, but everything becomes too much for you. The teacher said that the school currently had more than 2,000 pupils in it, much more than its capacity of 1,200. Masimbanane High School was close by. That's also overcrowded, about 800 learners, more than they can handle. Ugh, can you imagine that? Teaching is hard already, huh? Have to put up with this stuff. And then this Itakwini Mayor situation is getting worse and worse, and the workers who want permanent jobs, increases, and security that was promised by this mayor are now protesting. They've taken to the streets. Itakwini Extended Public Works Program workers brought the city to a standstill on Thursday as they marched to the mayor's offices demanding permanent jobs, salary increases, and job security that she promised them. Well, first of all, she was an idiot to promise them this. She clearly, I mean, this is one of the reasons that she's completely incompetent as mayor and should be fired and should be sent to jail for her corrupt activities that she's already handed herself over to the hawks for. So that's number one. Number two is, I'm sorry, just because you work for the city on a contract doesn't mean that they have to hire you permanently. Mm-hmm. Stop looking for proxy parents. You're an adult. You've got to go and make your own life. No one's going to hire you forever. No one's going to pay your medical fees, your pension. Stop it. Do you know that I've never, ever had a pension paid for me? I've never not been responsible for my own medical aid costs. I've never not had to fork out my own money with the doctor or at the grocery store or as part of some benefit scheme. Stop all this. It's making you a child. It's making you beholden to some corporation or some government organization or some department. What's wrong with you? Have some pride. Take care of your own stuff. People who need to be treated like children, are we going to put this We're going to put this in place so that you only get your salary less. There's this and there's that. And if I lost this job, if something happened to me and let's say everybody got together and got rid of me here, I'd have to start again.
Well, that's next Tuesday, hey guys.
Oh, I don't have. Yeah, you guys are plotting. I know you
Tuesday
are.
Next Tuesday we got that on.
I don't have anything else.
How did you know about that?
What's wrong with people? These people who are used to being coddled like children. Really. It's just ridiculous. So go and get another job. This mayor lied to you. Get over it. No one owes you anything. Find a job. And finally, Elon Musk. SpaceX postponed the launch of 60 satellites into low Earth orbit that was scheduled for Thursday night. They're going to wait a week. They need to upgrade some software.
That's a huge operation to cancel or to postpone.
I know. Jeez. Falcon 9 rocket launch from Cape Canaveral was to be the first of potentially thousands in a Starlink project to beam broadband across the planet. Free internet for everybody. Starting to update the satellite software and triple check everything again was a tweet from the official SpaceX account. Always want to do everything we can on the ground to maximize mission success. The launch, initially envisaged for Wednesday, was first delayed because of high winds. And so that's the start of that story. And hopefully we have that successful launch next week because, you know, it might lead to cheaper internet for everybody. Wow, Bitcoin came back down to $7,284 after being at a high of about 8,000 just yesterday. So still very volatile, but Ethereum seems to be holding its own at $243.
I feel like cryptocurrency is like talking about drunk neighbors now. It's, oh no, they've changed. I saw him watering the lawn the other day. Oh, no.
Well,
I had broken bottles last night.
We're going to start
dogs
something.
Barking.
We're going to start something new on Monday with a new business that's just launched in South Africa that deals with the altcoins mostly, and we'll tell you about what they do from Monday. So take a listen to that and let's see. Okay. Let's see whether we can change people like Ben's opinion on this. All right, Ben?
Sounds fair, Gareth.
We'll give it a good shake. Speaking of a fair shake with Ben. It's time for the sport.
Oh. Yes, Franz Koepka killing it at the PGA Championships. Your Super Rugby weekend ahead, and more troubled times for Ajax Cape Town. All right, 2019 PGA Championship. I told you it was going to be hard as hell at Bethpage State Park Black Course, New York.
What is it?
Bethpage Black. It just sounds dark and evil and tough.
Okay.
It's a place where you might not come out unscathed. Well, most of the field had a bit of a struggle, a bit of a challenge on day one. Tiger Woods, he was over par. Rory McIlroy, also over par. Justin Rose, even par. And Dustin Johnson, he was just one under par, I think he was. But Pants Koepka, this guy's amazing. 7 under, 63. He's the defending champion. He choked the crap out of it at the Masters. I can say that now, because obviously the dust settled on Tiger's euphoria. Sure. But this guy, he just rocks up to majors, and he basically says, look, they're easier to win than other tournaments, because you've got, like, it's just easier. He's got his own, like, logic around this. Now, this is a guy who is a big strapping gent. He's pretty much the future of golf, as Gary Player said a long time ago. When the athletes start coming to golf, it could be a very different sport completely. Tiger was the first real athlete, after Greg Norman. The first real athlete, though, as in, like, having biceps, getting girls to watch golf again. Brooks Koepka's in the same kind of place, and there he is, 7 under 63. Danny Lee, who was a very talented New Zealand amateur and young pro, he's done bugger all since then, but he's 6 under. And then Tommy Fleetwood with his lovely locks, he's minus 3. Outside of that, a lot of the big guys not doing so well. When you're 6 behind Koepka after day 1, which Ricky Fowler is, and Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Phil Mickelson are, it's hard to catch that dude.
Right.
He bombs driver all day. That's his course management. It's all he cares about. He's going to just grip it and rip it, and then you guys can just, you know, chase his ass after that. So that's Bethpage Black, East Coast of America, your weekend of golf taken care of right there. Of course, there is football. The leagues have finished, but that's fine because there's FA Cup final this weekend. So if you're a Watford fan, what a weekend it is for you. You'll be trotting out against Man City at Wembley and ultimately losing, but still, what a weekend for Watford fans.
Be proud.
Be proud.
You got here.
6 o'clock South African time if you're into that. No other football to really worry about. But this is the time of the year when things get very fruity in SA football. So, as we mentioned a while back, Stellenbosch FC, so they won the National First Division, whatever it's called. I think it's called the NFD.
All right.
An acronym on the words I just used, surprisingly. So, they go through to the PSL, which is the Premier Status League. I'm making that up. I don't care. The top flight. Okay, there it is. They go through. Free State Stars. Oh, lost on goal difference. So sad, but they're gone. They go down to the bottom. So they are National First Divisioners. So now what Maritzburg United have to do, because they finished second last, is they've got to play Shakuma FC and Royal Eagles in that whole playoff relegation kind of thing. It's a battle where the three teams play each other home and away. It's a horrible thing to be involved in. A lot of corruption, match fixing, all those kind of things. It's just, it's a murky period of play, because if you're in the top flight, as in the PSL, okay, now if you're in this, you get about, what's it, about 4 million rand a month you get paid if you're a team there. If you're in the NFD, the National First Division, you get 350,000 rand a month. So work that out, as a bit of a gap.
Huge gap.
So there's a big deal about being there. Now, IS Cape Town used to be in the PSL, and they were for many, many years. Of course, IS Cape Town was seen as like a feeder system to IX Amsterdam, and it was something that the big Dutch club thought, well, this is an emerging market. Everyone likes South Africa. They've got talent. They've got grace. They've got power. They've got all these kind of things. Let's put a club there, and let's take their best talent. Nurture them. Breeding ground. Incubation. Call it what you want to do. IX Cape Town are going to shit, though. Ever since that one dude kind of left because he had a spat with the other dude. Sorry, just long Greek names. Let's just get to the cut to the chase here. The other dude then started Cape Town City. They're doing really, really well. They're enjoying themselves. Now, Ajax has gone backwards from there. Now, their billionaire owner was basically hauled in to Amsterdam. And Ajax Amsterdam was saying, well, what the hell's going on with your team? We're not getting talent. You're not even in the top flight football. Why are we even bothering with you?
Good question.
Not actual words. I'm kind of making this up as I go along. But essentially, Ajax Cape Town have to get back into the top flight. So what they could do, well, obviously just try to play decent football. They finished fourth this year in the National First Division, so it's another season of staying there in front of no people. Or they could try by Blum Celtic. Now,
is there talent there?
No, it's just that Celtic's still in there, but their owner, he's got debt, he's got fans that hate him, so he might sell. Now, when you sell your rights to go into the national, the PSL, you could be, selling it for about 40 to 60 million rand. It's all quite murky, but this is business at the end of the day. So if Ajax Cape Town wanted to come and cough that money, they'll make it back, obviously. I mean, you're getting 4 million alone per month, plus you're getting a lot more interest in your team and a lot more TV stuff. It's just a shame that you got a team and you got fans, right? So now, if you're a Blum Celtic fan, they're some of the fiercest supporter base in the country. They sing, they dance. They're a little bit weird in the head, but still, they're very into having their team play these matches, and they get to play against like Pirates and Chiefs and Sundowns. Now all of a sudden, their owner goes, "Oh yeah, so basically, I'm selling to Ajax Cape Town. There shall be unrest in the streets, Gareth. And you don't want unrest.
God, no, we can't afford that.
But what a murky place to be as a football club." That's all I can say about that. Right. And they've eaten out a quarter and other things. Anyway, so if you're an Ajax Cape Town fan, sure, tough times.
Embarrassing.
Because Ajax might just say, right, screw it, we're done. Ajax Amsterdam, or they're going to take complete control of the club, which might actually be a good thing. They're looking to put Hans Fonk in the CEO role there.
Well, just for his name, he should get a fair shot.
Well, he's also a keeper.
Okay.
He's a keeper.
He is indeed.
When Leanne says it like that, it's just a bit scary.
13 days until the Cricket World Cup, and Otis Gibson is, well, he's quietly confident, I guess. He addressed a whole bunch of journalists in Cape Town, obviously there for the free lunch, and obviously asking Otis a couple of questions on the side.
Yeah, journalists, it's very easy to do. Anybody wants to get South African journalists to come to something, just offer them booze.
A couple of chicken wings and a couple of beers, and
they're there. They got him for a couple of hours. Not miss it. I mean, they'll print anything you want them to.
So the they were talking about, what's the scar tissue like? Are you mentioning the choking? Alan Donald unable to run in 1999. And Otis is like, look, 7 or 8 of our guys have never been to a World Cup, so why must we bring any scar tissue into this whole thing? And he's actually
How dare you, yeah.
And also, so much happens in this world. I know 1999 is a big story because the Proteas should have won that. They're the best team by a mile.
Sure.
And they still fucked it up. But that was 1999. I was still in school back then, to give you perspective of how long ago that was.
Right.
So, I mean, if you really want to dig that up, then you have no imagination, you haven't been paying attention, and you're a bit of a dick. And that's my take on that.
Sure.
Maybe I could actually talk on behalf of Otis. Otis, hit me up.
Wow, Ben.
I got some time here and there. No Casa Semenya in Stockholm this weekend. It is the next Diamond League. Well, Gareth, because the IFF do not want her running with the women's. So this is the first.
But they have, I mean, they did tell her in the ultimate kind of trolling, they did say, like, when all these people started complaining that they shouldn't have made the decision they made, they did say, well, she's more than welcome, if she would like, to run against men. Right?
They did say that, Gareth. They did say that.
Are you upset by that, Ben?
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can talk about with this whole topic. I think we have covered it at length previously.
Fair enough.
But this will be the first time where this effect, it's for real now. So this event, the reason I'm bringing this up is that in Doha she ran, she won, and people were always complaining about this and that because they have all their own reasons, and it's just fine. It's great. Have a debate. But in Stockholm is exactly where this takes effect. You will not see Casa Semenya in the 800 meter for women's. So Lindsay Sharp might finish 6th this time around, which will be very, very cool for her and her supporter. Super Rugby for the weekend. Well, you got the Hurricanes versus the Hagawara at 9:35 this morning. It's a big match this for the Hurricanes because obviously if you can't be the top New Zealand team, the best you can do is finish 4th. And that's kind of where they want to finish because then they get a home quarter at least to give them a chance for a decent semi. Rebels will take on the Bulls in Melbourne at 11:45. And then tomorrow, Blues versus the Chiefs. This game really is just, it's like mates playing mates. It could go anywhere. Blues have been quite shy, and the Chiefs have been all over the place this weekend. This season. Could be a good match to watch that. Reds versus Waratahs, 11:45. Lions versus the Highlanders. This is in Johannesburg. Sia, are you going back for the wine?
Sia enjoyed the rugby.
Did you just hit your head?
Sia enjoyed it.
Did you just pass out onto the microphone?
I mentioned wine and he fell over.
No, I am not, Ben.
Well, no, it's because you weren't invited back, I heard. Stormers versus the Crusaders.
Swiftly.
Stormers versus the Crusaders, one of the biggest days in Cape Town rugby because, not for the right reasons, obviously you got a lot of Cape Crusaders coming out for that one. 5:15, if you're into that. Of course, the Crusaders absolutely hammered the Bulls last week. And they'll probably do the same to the Stormers this week, to which Robbie Fleck will no doubt have a very forlorn face. And
is that his thing at the moment?
Nothing to really can't talk about.
That's all he does.
Forlorn faces. And Gareth, I think that's pretty much it for the sport. Not the biggest weekend. Of course, there is no F1. If you're into tennis, I think there's some sort of clay going on. Kyrgios has just been disqualified because he's just...
He threw stuff around.
He's throwing chair. I mean, it's such a outrageous. Tired. It's such a tired act now. It
but
really
he's
is.
Such a prick, isn't he?
Complete prick, yeah. Ugh. But that's his thing. I mean, if you've got nothing in life, I guess you got to go for being a prick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thankfully, we all have something in life, that's so we don't have thing. To resort to that. But that's all he has. Mm. So maybe thoughts and prayers for his family there on that, right? And there's a few sports. Catch you back on not Monday.
No, you're not,
I'm not here on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, Leanne says disapprovingly. That's right.
That's right.
Well, it's time for Said by Sia. Let's get stuck in. Sia, what do you have for us this morning? What do you got?
Some good news as usual. And I'm not just the vegetarian pushing an agenda today, but I'm just here telling some stories. And I think we all can admit that as much as some people may love to eat meat, they don't like to see animals suffer.
No.
So some good news from Washington State in the U.S. after getting some inspiration from the likes of California and Massachusetts as well. Washington governor.
Massachusetts.
There we go. Washington Governor Jay Inslee this week signed a bill that will ban the sale of eggs from caged hens. By 2023, it will be illegal to sell eggs in Washington if their hens were raised in cages. Now, this law will affect about 8 million hens each year. So to set a bit of the scene, an average chicken world over spends its entire lifespan in the space of the equivalent of an iPad. Not getting to move around, not getting to peck and scratch and whatnot. And that's why the term free range is such a buzzword these days.
That must be horrible. That must be the worst life. You just get born, you get put into this cage, you can't move, you just produce eggs.
That's all you are. You're just a mini factory there. So the fact that this is going to affect 8 million hens alone just in Washington State, imagine what it could do the world over. So in addition to banning cages and requiring more space per bird, the law also mandates that hens be provided with scratch areas, perches, nesting, and dust bathing areas. Now, the Humane Society of the United States has spearheaded the passage of this law and others in dozen states. They say that, you know, the likes of California set a great precedent for other states and countries to follow, and further support from corporate policy commitments reforming how farm animals are raised would really change the game. Let's keep the momentum going as we work towards the day when no farm animal is locked in a cage.
Yeah.
So I just think this is awesome.
This is quite progressive. You know, there's some people who get very offended by the fact that we're now starting to give animals the kinds of rights that humans didn't even once have. You know, there were lots of people who used to live pretty much worse than animals. They were also just locked up and put to work and, you know, those kinds of things. Sent off to war.
Yeah.
For no good reason. And there are so many interesting parallels. Like, I do think we will know we're truly evolved as a species when we allow animals to have at least an approximation of the rights that are available to us. And this pisses some people off. For some of them, it's an insult to humans. It's like you're comparing us with animals. But someone sent me this. It's kind of a lesson in irony. And don't take offense at this because you feel like being offended. There are just way too many people who are offended these days. It makes you completely non-special. But the social grant system, which we know is administered by the Department of Social Development, right? Paid for by fewer than 6 million taxpayers. It's once again proud of assisting 16 million unemployed people in need of help. Meanwhile, over at Sandparks, which is the Department of Environmental Affairs, they say don't feed the animals. Their stated reason for the policy is because the animals will grow dependent on handouts and will not learn to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Now, that's a nice lesson in irony for you this morning. You know, and don't get upset about it. Just pointing it out. And it is ironic. That is all I'm saying. Can't argue with that. All right. It's just about 7 o'clock. Are you ready for your day? Are you ready to start things? Are you starting to get things going? Doing some important stuff? Seeing some important people? What's on your agenda for the day? Sia, you going back to the dome today?
Yes, I am. So I have a full day with some school kids.
Tell us. What's the plan?
yeah, going to interact with some kids, going to teach them about what CliffCentral.com is all about,
mm-hmm.
going to be learning some, about some future trends at My Future 4.0, and then I have dinner with some friends tonight.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, speaking of dinner with friends, you need to tell us a little story.
Sia was hanging around with some of the girls from The Bachelor. In fact, not just any of the girls.
I have friends of a different kind now.
Tell us some more.
So,
go on.
Were you stalking or did this just happen?
Not at all. It's quite funny because I was
not
just...
Not at all you were stalking? I was not stalking at all.
Okay. I was just minding my own business. This was what? Wednesday night, yeah. Wednesday evening, I went out for dinner with some friends. And funnily enough, because the two friends that I was with are also obsessed with The Bachelor. So it was perfect timing. We were busy talking about The Bachelor and how it all resulted. And I wonder what happened. And I wonder how Lee's doing and where all the girls are. And just out of nowhere, we see this huge group of girls, probably about like six girls, really looking gorgeous, all dressed up to the nines. Mm. And they walk past me. And I just recognize one out of the corner of my eye, and my face drops. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Gina.
And the one he chose, the one who got me this here 100 rand. By the way, I'm still waiting for Leanne's money.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to draw cash.
Do you accept pensioner cards?
I'll take it.
Yes. And then we try to be very coy with it, and we carry on just like squinting, just looking at the table, and we also spot Edith.
That's the worst thing. By the way, if you ever meet anyone who you've seen on TV or someone who you think, just go up to them and say hello.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to be invasive.
No, but they also don't want to be stared at from across the room the whole time. That's so creepy.
Don't
say hello.
Drooling at their lips.
Plus, it's not like you're a nobody. She knows who you are.
Yeah, well, Gina actually does know who I am, but I didn't want to interrupt. So we thought, let's give them time. And as we were finishing our meal, then I just thought, oh, screw it, let me just go up to Gina. And I said, hey, you know, I didn't want to bother you while the show is on, but, you know, congratulations for getting so far. If that's really what you wanted. And she started laying down the koch.
Wow.
She spilled so many details. Edith as well spilled so many details. There were some things that, you know, they can't publicize, but they'll be on the show next week.
Nice.
They're coming next week, both of them. They're going to be telling us as much
what
as
day,
they
what
can.
What day? What day?
Probably Friday, next Friday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I made it so that we're all here. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, so we shared some tequila. Sure. A couple of rounds of tequila, more details came out. But I think the one thing I think I can talk about is the fact that Gina doesn't have her ring anymore.
Ooh. She had to give it back.
And she had to give it back. And the reason was the whole production team basically said just to end off the relationship amicably and to prove that there isn't any bad blood between you and Lee, just give the ring back to him.
Because in real life, you don't have to. It's a gift.
You missed it.
I would, if I were her, they'd have to pull that ring off of my dead, cold, rigor mortis hand. They wouldn't get it.
Look, but there was amazing, amazing conversation and drinks, and so they'll be on the show next week to tell it themselves.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's great. You're doing your job after hours. It's wonderful. But how are none of these details on our internal WhatsApp group? You've shared nothing with us.
I don't want to have a stalkeration of a situation and a screenshot.
We like to put stuff on the show, so next week you can expect.
But I mean, obviously the stuff we can't say, and Sia could have shared it with us. Circle of trust here.
Sia's busy.
I'm an honorable man.
He first must establish the circle of trust and bring the girls in. Then he can get them here, then we can talk to them.
Yeah, but they don't know if he's saying things in our internal WhatsApp group.
Please, he leaks stuff all the time, Sia.
Me?
Yes, you do.
When?
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh,
right.
No.
Okay, let's go. Come on, let's get your day going. It is Friday. This is Sia's anthem, actually, the weekend. Listen carefully, you'll see why.
What the hell do you mean I've got to wait in line?
This is CliffCentral.com.